Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Dead Set Legends on this beautiful day here in Adelaide. Not a cloud in the sky. It's 17 degrees, so enjoy whatever you're doing. And I welcome Andrew Jarman. No Bernie Vince again, Jars. He's on a 2-week suspension, Bernie.
Okay, good morning to you, Greg, and to the beautiful family of Adelaide. Lovely, lovely day to play any kind of sport today, so we wish you well. You're having a crack at Bernie, are you? Well, he's not here.
Yes, two-week suspension.
Well, why have you suspended him for?
Just for being a smartass, really.
Well, what's he said to you? What's he upset you again?
He's always upsetting me lately. Just taking a little pot shot. I'm getting lots of messages during the week.
You are,
because of the rush hour.
Well, what do you mean you're getting pot shotted by Byrne?
Well, Bernie's having another little crack at you. Not allowed back on this show until he starts lifting his game, Jars. But you're a very important member of this team. And looking at hearing the news too, the sausage sizzle's back at Bunnings.
Well, I've been asking for it for months.
Are you one of these blokes who pretends to go to Bunnings to buy something just so you can get a couple of extra?
That's my favourite shop of all time.
Bunnings.
I feel comfortable in there. I don't feel comfortable anywhere else.
But I'm talking about the sausage
sizzle. Yeah, I do. And I go and actually buy a snagger with some tomato sauce and some bloody onions to support the charity.
Nice.
That's why I do it.
Nice.
I'll wait in line. Don't worry. But it's good to have it back, and there's plenty to get through. And we're on till 10:30.
Only an hour and a half, Jars.
What happened?
Well, the boys on the rubber taking over at 10:30. So we've got an hour and a half, so we've got to jam everything in today, Jars. Jay Clark will join us as usual, at home with the legends. Carl Viet, you've asked for him 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
He's back, and he's got the boys motoring, hasn't he?
Had a good win last week, Adelaide United interim coach, and I think Bruce Gizé should just offer him a contract for 2 years.
Okay, well, he's
just give it to him.
He's on later today. Right. Not too far away, actually. And in the paper today, we'll talk about how much AFL footballers are getting paid, whether they deserve it, and who's in the top 50 and all sorts of things. And
massive news.
We'll talk a little bit of selection news next with a couple of key players for the Crows and Port Power.
He's back. Timmy Pine.
Hey.
Timmy!
133353 as well on the
Get
phones. Got a great prize. Meats and treats and the SMS text line as well. We want your thoughts via words. All right, you can interact with the guys this morning. 0488851047. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars doing it for CMI Toyota this morning. All your weekend sports news first. This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars this morning doing it for CMI Toyota. The crew's now offering a 7-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles.
That's it, Timmy.
Beautiful work, Timmy. Now, Jars, of course, the teams have been announced. Port a couple of days ago, Crows came out yesterday. Right. And again, no Bryce Gibbs. So we've heard everything, I reckon, now, Jars.
Yeah.
You know, youth policy down at the Crows. No room for Bryce because of his age, but they've brought other guys back like Mackay, other experienced players
Hardigan.
As well. So, yep. It's just going on and on, isn't it? No wins for the Crows. We know that. And he still cannot get into a team that's playing pretty poor football.
Yeah, and don't forget Sloane's out too. With that injury. So they're not going to look.
He's got a year to go on his contract.
Yes, he has.
So, I mean, is it too early to be saying Bryce Gibbs is not playing for the Crows again? I mean, is that a stupid statement?
Just looking from the outside and not knowing too much what's happening on the inside. And Matty Nix did say in his press conference that his time will come. There'll be an opportunity at some stage. But I don't see
that. We keep thinking it's going to be this week and the weeks keep rolling by.
Himmelberg comes in and Murphy comes in. So, you know, that's obviously because of Kelly out dropped and Mick Henry rested. You know, and that's a good decision there. But Bryce Gibbs, I don't – look, he's obviously got to have a chat to the coach if he hasn't already done that. He's got to sit down with the key people down and say, right, where am I going with all this? Because you can't just be – you know, not even what his emergency there, but just making up the numbers at training.
I reckon we heard from Nixie when they were up in the hub, he said that he had a very good talk with Bryce then. So that was, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
But still haven't been picked.
No.
In a losing environment. He may have played his last game. We might not see him again. We may not see him again in a Crows jumper. And like you said, they gave him some swaps and draft picks and put him on a reasonable contract to add and to make the side a better side. Look, he's a talent. He's a quality player. Mm. try it. Give him an opportunity. See what he's got. But there's some sort of knock on him from within.
Is there something, yeah, is there something going on that we don't know?
Maybe there is. And sometimes, I'm not saying Matty Nix is doing this, but sometimes a coach has has his sights set on a player and that's it. He's not playing. I'm not saying Matty Nix is going down that path. All I'm saying,
that's ongoing, isn't it?
All because coaches,
these signs were last year as well.
Yeah.
Under Pike.
Yep.
So.
But I would be frustrating. I don't know. I'd be wanting to know the answers, the honesty. I want the truth. If I'm not going to play for the rest of the year, tell me now.
And everything that you're hearing as well in the practice games that he's playing, you know, you're hearing all the same things. He's doing his job.
And those practice games, honestly, they're a waste of time, to be quite honest with you. But that's where he's at, and he needs some honesty.
Hey, the other one, Jars, too. One of my favourites, the big Hoff, Justin Westhoff for Port Adelaide, 33 years of age, out of Port's team. What do you think? Managed? Busy
Been struggling. His last 3 or 4 weeks has been struggling. And look, he's so important to that lineup, you know, because he can play that down back. He's their swing man, as they call it in the AFL. Yep. He can chop out in the ruck for 3 or 4 minutes to give Lysett and a bit of a rest. But Georgiadis comes in to replace him. And I think potentially that'll be the role for Georgiadis moving forward. You know, there's big raps on this young man, and I'm glad he's getting an opportunity on the today. But Westy, look, come finals time, I wouldn't be surprised if he line up in the best 22 because he's very important to the group.
Yeah.
You know, and Westy, every now and then, when he does get a kick on the backside, you will get a response, and that's all coaches want is a response when they come back.
And Ken Hinckley said, yeah, he knows it as well. He's just been down on form the last couple of weeks, so no
doubt. How good's that? How good's that? Dropping one of your champion players. And you got all this depth.
That's what I was going to say. Yes, they've got some
fantastic,
good players to pick. Yes. So they're in a good spot, Port Adelaide. So we'll see how they go tonight against St Kilda. And, of course, the Crows tomorrow against the Bombers. But we'll preview those games a little later. Up next, we'll talk about the dollars that some of these boys are on.
Show me the money.
Big, big money.
Yeah, we're talking toys. You got any toys?
You got any toys? Yeah.
It's all about the toys.
You got a lot of toys, mate.
No,
yes, you have. My mile is you got a lot of toys.
I live on beachfront Adelaide, mate.
Oh. Jet skis.
Hey.
Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Do that next.
I've got mile on you.
17 degrees today, blue skies for your Saturday. Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars for CMI Toyota.
We're going to take a call from James, are we, Timmy? Yeah, he wants to talk about Bryce. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Jars. How you going?
You want to talk about Bryce Gibbs?
Yeah, now, I feel for him because we all know he's a quality player, got a great leg on him.
Mm.
But what Crows need at the moment is pace, and that's why Mackay's been picked over him.
Yep.
And if we do bring him in as a quarterback off the halfback, he's just not a hard enough player. And I think Nixie's style is he wants really hard, tackling, aggressive people, and we've seen that over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be the quality side that are playing the A-grade football. We're going to play the dog-style football to try to scrap out a game as best we can, and Bryce is not that type of player.
Mm. So you don't think you'll see him in a Crows jumper this year?
No, not unless something changes drastically. But he just doesn't, even when you watch him play, he seems like he jogs around the ground. He doesn't, you know, and he's a great player. When you get the ball in his hands in a good team, a couple of years ago, he got third in our best and fairest, I think.
Yeah.
But as you've seen, when the chips are down, he's not a player that you can rely on, and I don't think we're not going to benefit anything from having him in.
Good on you, Jimmy. Can I have a prize, please, there, Tim?
Yeah, meats and treats vouchers. Well, Hungie, is it?
Yes, $100. The boys down there, Maxie, the big cuddly bear, Nicky Dawes and Michael, they're a great team. Go down there, friendly staff, great service. Meats and treats, pet food down at Port Adelaide there, Blue.
Yep, well done, Jars. Right. And thanks for that call from
Jimmy.
James as well.
Contracts, money.
Big, big money. So in the paper today, there's lots of money flying around. An AFL rich list has been put together. So 100 to 51 and... A few of our local boys are in the top 100, and we start with Tommy Jonas. So 575 to 625. He's number 99, Jars.
So that's between 575.
Between 575 and 625.
He's number 99.
So is that about right for Tommy? And I want to ask you too. So in cricket,
yeah.
If you're the captain of Australia, you get a captain's allowance. So all the extra stuff that you do, media functions, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Do the AFL captains get a bonus on top of that?
I think they do. I think last time I spoke to Sloaney, he said
they'd have to
some sort of incentive, Gregory. But Tommy Jonas, that's about right. You know, that he's had a cracking year. But if he has a great year, you know, do you put him on 3-year contracts or just 12-month contracts?
Oh, well, here you go. So, well, mate, there's 5-year contracts. There's 10-year contracts.
I know. But are you with me? Is this where we're going? Because the salary cap's going to be reduced next year. The playing lists are going to go from 44 to 35, from what I'm hearing.
I reckon the Players Association might have a fair say.
And do you just only offer a 1-year contract?
No, I don't think that's fair. 1-year contracts. Mm.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. No, I think if you deserve a longer term contract, some of these guys have got families and futures and are playing for, you know, paying mortgages and that. So you want to have some sort of
Brody Grundy at 100 between 550 and 625.
Well, he's just signed.
He's your $900,000 player
because he's just signed with Collingwood.
But that still hasn't been signed. Well, that no, because they're now starting to negotiate new contracts.
Right,
wasn't his put on hold?
Oh, I thought he re-signed.
Well, but that's not his current. That's what he'd be on 900 plus.
Must be back ended or something like that. I don't know.
Rockcliffe's on there. Hamish Hartlett the same. So they're all about the same. Charlie Dixon. Now, what's Charlie Dixon?
He's out of contract. He's out of contract at the end of this year. Now, if he stays in this form, surely that goes up.
He's 750 a year.
Right. Okay. For me. What about your mate, Brady Crouch? Where's he at? Because he was talking $1 million last year to go to the Gold Coast. His manager was shopping him around for $1 million.
Yeah.
Has he gone up or come down?
He's not a $1 million player.
No.
Not this year.
So you've come back.
I've just shot my trap off again. he's on what, between 650 and 700.
Jesus, bloody big money, Jars.
But Brad's not in that top five yet. He's not up there with Dusty and Fife. He has to get there as a player. All right. He's mainly, this is his second full year of football. Don't forget he had 3 or 4 years of horrendous injuries, Brad. Mm. So we still haven't seen his ceiling yet. As an elite player, and he can get there, but can he get there at the Adelaide Crows environment and with the changeover, or can he get there at an established AFL team in Melbourne?
Oh, I'd love him to stay. Mm. Love him to
we
stay.
We all would love him to stay.
Any others there, Jars, that sort of stick out that you think might be overpaid?
Well, there's
underpaid?
A couple of captains. Coniglio. Shit, I couldn't get that out. He's on 600 to 650.
Yeah,
he's a captain.
Yeah,
Dane Zorko the same. He's a captain. Does a captain go 800 a year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they get an allowance on top of that, then, you know, that should be fine.
It's staggering. Doogie Howard's on 600 to 650.
Ooh.
Doogie Howard couldn't get a game at Port Adelaide and we're playing against his old mob.
Well, he'd be a pretty happy man at St Kilda. What about Jeremy Howe? 650 to 700. He's been spoken about one of the best defenders in the league.
Jeremy Howe? Yeah, he's quality. Yeah,
he's good, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Christian Petrarca, an emerging superstar, they're
saying. Well, he is. Now, if he wins a BNF and finishes in the top three in the Brownlow, absolutely. Absolutely, Gregory.
Scotty Lysett, 650 to 700.
He's a premiership ruckman.
Yep.
So that's about right.
Well, I'm looking forward to the top 50 then, Jars.
Well, the top five. See, Jack Zeeble from the North Melbourne Footy Club. He's about 650 to 700 a year. That's a lot of money for young men, isn't it?
Well, it is. Charlie Cameron, of course, was here at the Crows, gone to Brisbane, 650 to 700.
Well, now his manager's now sniffing around other clubs.
Is he?
He's got to be around 800 to 900 a year, Charlie.
Is he the best?
Small forward? Absolutely.
Yep. Most exciting. Yeah,
because he's a game breaker.
Yep.
He's an impact player. If you're an impact player, your salary goes up.
Mm.
You know, but it's fascinating. We're going to see the rich list, the next top 50 tomorrow.
Yep.
Or next week.
Are they similar to your numbers when you're at the Crows, Jars?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all. When we first started
back in... a pretty good house in Adelaide, mate.
When we started back in 1991... Shut up. When we started back in 1991, I think Tony McGinnis was our highest paid player, right up there with Bruce Lindner. But we weren't paid much. We were paid unders. But that's when you first started out. No one knew what was going to happen.
It's all...
Yeah.
You compare eras. I mean, Wayne Phillips talks about going and playing in England on an Ashes trip, came home and bought a house. So, he bought a house for $35,000
really?
Or something. You can't.
And he's still got that money.
You couldn't go on an Ashes trip now and come back and buy a house. So.
He's tight ass
the mullet's growing.
What's the radio rich list?
Oh,
have we ever done one yet? Okay.
Just checking my bank account. Hang on.
All right.
Adelaide United coach Carl Viat on the phone in 10 minutes. Overnight scoreboard next. Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Green day on the M's this morning. At home of the Legends, still to come before 10. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Doing it for CMI Toyota, now offering a 7-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles.
Nice stuff there, Timmy boy. Yeah, let's talk Adelaide United. Our boys got up last week, knocked off Brisbane Roar 1-0. And our super coach, Carl Viat, a South Australian, he is a superstar, joins us this morning. Carly, thanks for your time.
No worries, Jazz.
Oh, mate, did you have a couple of frothies after the great win with the boys? Did you get the esky out and a couple of red wines in the change rooms? Great feeling for the lads.
Yeah. We had a nice couple of cartons of Coopers in the change room afterwards. So, the boys enjoyed it.
Nice. And for you, mate, bit of relief, obviously, you know, winning your first game as manager?
It was, a little bit, didn't know what to expect, the performance the boys put up was fantastic. I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Mate, you were patient with the ball. That's the thing that we noticed, and because we'd been scored against heavily with the other bloke, but you've tightened that up with the lads. That was a good sign.
That was the main thing that we've worked on, and we haven't really had any game practice that we could put in the changes that I wanted, so we were a little bit... open at times still, yeah. So there's something for us to work on. But, you know, the positive is we kept a clean sheet and the desperation of the players to defend the goal was fantastic.
And, Carl, the big games keep coming. Wellington, Phoenix tonight?
They're one of the form sides in the league at the moment. You know, they've had two games already back and they've done really well in those two games. So it's another big test for the boys today. And, you know, we knew that leading coming in, playing the top five teams, and if we can... make the finals, we know we'll have a good shot at taking the championship.
Carly, you've sent a message loud and clear to your players. Come back fit and healthy. One of your young guns, Torre, he let you down a bit, you and the boys in the club, by not coming back in good condition, so you've dropped him.
Look, he's picked up a slight hamstring and I suppose, you know, he's a young boy and he's had a tough year this year with injuries and he worked extremely hard before the COVID break to get back and he was coming back. And then to have that big break again, it's sort of, you know, he just sort of relaxed and come back just a little bit heavy. And, you know, it's a learning lesson for him.
Yeah.
To play elite football, you need to make sure that you always present in your best form and look after yourself. And, you know, he'll learn from that.
What about hub life, Carl? How's it treating you?
Yeah,
it's okay. Look, We've got a very young group here and there's always a good banter going around the hotel and they're really enjoying it so far. So, you know, this will make us even a stronger side.
Carly, last week I had a kick with your son, Ryan. I wasn't aware it was your son. He was darting around on the beach with his mates. Mate, don't worry about him playing soccer. He's going to AFL football. He can play, your lad, your young colt.
Yeah, he enjoys it, but he's I think when he gets a little bit older that he might go back to AFL for a little bit. But at the moment, he just finds it a bit boring, you know, because they have to stand in a zone and they can't tackle, and he just wants to get the footy.
And he certainly did. Did you tell him I couldn't catch him? He took off. He was like a little rabbit.
There's not much of him.
There's plenty on me, but you're a good little lad. Gigi, you're spitting identical to you. Now, good luck.
Yes.
Enjoy it. And good to see you with your suit on and shaved up and ready to go, mate.
Looking forward to it. You know, as a manager, you work all week and same as the players and match day is for the players and you can hopefully sit back and enjoy it.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Carly, and we'll speak again.
No worries, Charles. Thanks a lot.
Carl Viat there, the Adelaide United interim super coach. 4:30 today, Wellington Phoenix. We get that. We're just starting to nipple on the top six.
That's right. And brilliant to get a win out of the way first up as well. Ease into the role. So doing a great job.
Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Yeah, show sponsor CMI Toyota doing the money-back guarantee thing. You know the team at CMI Toyota as well have SA's biggest range of pre-owned Toyota vehicles. Just their pre-owned cars are that good. They offer a great value for money and peace of mind as well.
great South Australian family owned and operated.
Correct.
Beautiful people. They employ South Australians. We've got the three great locations around South Australia. They looked after me this week with a vehicle. And the boys down there at the pre-owned at CMI Toyota. They're proud of their staff and they're committed. They support many South Australian communities, CMI Toyota. South Australia's number one selling Toyota deal. It's a great day to go and buy a car down there.
Correct.
Go down to the West Terrace, nip down there and see the boys down there, Reeks down there at Cheltenham, or go up and see Jace at Christie's Beach. They'll be there. They'll wait for you with a cup of tea and a coffee. Great people to deal with.
Yeah, money back guarantee. Now, there's a few terms and conditions that you should consider with the 7-day money back guarantee. So check out all the details at cmitoyota.com.au. Next, a favourite, a show favourite, at home of the legends, Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey, and Jars. Doing it for CMI Toyota this morning. Triple M. All your weekend sports news first for your Saturday morning. Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey, and Jars. Doing it for CMI Toyota. Let's do this.
Okay, Gregory, how'd you go this week at home? How's Catherine and the boys?
Catherine, boys are good. Catherine had a few dramas there because I hardly spoke to her all week, Josh. She's been on her phone the whole week. So she's been at me for months. She needs a new phone. So I said, you don't need a new phone. You want a new phone. So anyway, she's gone out and got a new phone.
Nice.
But then she had issues with backing her phone up and then getting all of her information onto her new phone.
Okay.
So she's been on the phone to her new service provider, on the phone to Apple. Yeah. And she's also got a new laptop as well. Her new laptop couldn't handle the amount of stuff coming off her old phone.
Right.
Or not enough storage. You know why?
Why?
So you know how I say that she's the paparazzi.
Yeah.
She just
and she does a good job.
She So but anyway, she's got 50,000 photos.
Selfies?
50,000 photos on her phone. So she couldn't the new stuff was just blowing up because there wasn't enough storage. So that's what I'm 50,000 photos. And there'd be, I don't know how many's on mine, because she's always grabbing my phone.
But that's probably all the boys.
Yeah, it's
all
the boys.
A lot of photos of the kiddies. That's all right.
And the dog.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing
wrong
with that.
You're filthy because you're hardly in there.
No, but what I say, because I always say, she always takes clusters of photos. So, you know, she does always wants to get the perfect photo. Yeah. So she'll take like 30 photos of the same.
What's wrong with that?
But, mate, this is what I'm dealing with, Jars, on a day-to-day basis.
Is it going to be a cleansing of these photos?
I said you've got to go through your photos because she'll never be able to find anything for a start. 50,000 photos on her phone.
Cheap.
So, anyway, that's what we've been up to. The Redback boys, we played football yesterday, Jars. So the boys have got a week off next week.
What'd you do?
Played football.
Did you ever kick?
No. I was
coach.
I was coach.
How'd you go? Who won?
Who captained? Well, the Bulldogs, so Obstie's team took on Luke Butterworth's team, and they won by about a goal and a half.
Where'd you play?
Travis Head kicked six.
Trav? What position does Trav play?
Wes Agar won. He was floating around up forward, you know.
Yeah. So he's
called
Robbie
him the Dustin Martin. He was only going one way. Just one way. He wasn't he wasn't going the other way.
Any tackling?
Six
any bumps?
No, it was like two hand.
Oh, you don't embarrass
mate, we can't
our game
have injury.
Like that, you cricketers. If you're going to play our game, you go full bore.
Very good skill level, the boys, too. So,
why didn't you invite a couple of ex-cricketers to come and play? I would have had come out and had a kick.
You coming out? Well,
I'm an ex-cricketer.
I said the standard. Okay, we might keep. We'll just check
I'll
numbers out.
I'll get Weed out keep and Scotty in. Lee and a few of the boys' mods.
You run through them. We don't want injuries. Anyway, the boys, lunch yesterday, went to Barry Jarman's funeral well, which was very well done.
Very sad.
And then we've got a week off next week that we're looking forward to.
Good stuff.
Hmm. Still 30 minutes to go. Jazz Jam, you got one coming up next week?
Well, I have. Okay. I had a Rolling Stones live track for the family, but there's something else been put in there. And I'm just trying to get some information from Vinnie Shannon, our music guru, to confirm it. Because I don't want Elton John live.
Why not?
Well, because it's my... I select
but what's wrong with Elton?
What do you mean, why not? I select the songs.
Well, what's wrong with Elton?
Nothing with Elton, but I don't want that song. I love Elton.
Right.
He's one of my but what are you playing now?
It's the song.
Everyone out there. I'm waiting for Matty, our boss, to call back.
Right, which he won't.
I'm waiting for Vinny Shannon to call back.
Which he
to
won't.
To get it confirmed. Who won't?
They won't.
They won't call back because I care about this product. But Timmy, we'll just sit on that.
All right. Jay Clark's still to come next. We'll do that. All right. Dead Set Legends. Triple M.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
He joins us on the Triple M family on Saturday morning's Dead Set Legends. Good morning to you, Jay.
Great to speak to you, fellas. I was watching the big boy Rakeem Cornwell for the West Indies last night. A little off-spinner. I shouldn't say little off-spinner. He's a full forward. Let's be honest. Bluey, how would he have gone back in the old John Buchanan fitness camp? Because he doesn't look like someone who's going to be registering too high in the old fitness charts.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he'd do on the old beat test, but he looks like a bit of a character. He made Shane Warne at his puffiest look like me.
he puts it on the spot, though, doesn't he? Not a bad little wily off-spinner.
Absolutely.
Now, he's not in the AFL's rich list, though, is he?
No, he's not. So he spent about 2 weeks, Jars, compiling the top 100 AFL players, and I'm happy to report that my phone hasn't blown up this morning. So you know when you've really stuffed something up in the newspaper, when your phone lights up like a Christmas tree before about 7 a.m, but I've had nothing, no abusive texts or phone calls yet. So I'm a little bit buoyed about that. So we've done the 100 to 50 today. You can see it in the News Corp papers or online. And then tomorrow is 1 to 50. And in tomorrow, you're going to see a couple of blokes, Robbie Gray and Travis Boak, on about the same price. They're both on about 800. And as I watched him kick that match winner last night and Travis Boak's gunning for the Brownlow, I thought, absolutely, they are worth every cent of that coin. It's big coin, but they're at the top of the Port Adelaide tree, and I'm absolutely comfortable with that. Where some of the more intrigue comes in this top 100 list is around Ollie Wines, who's on about 700 this year, which is, I think, modest and okay. But next year, he's going to jump up to about 900, 950, even with incentives, as much as 970. And that partly explains some of the difficulty in Port's sort of salary cap squeeze at the moment. But you move on from there with the power, and I reckon they're getting a couple of blokes pretty cheaply. I mean, we've often said that Charlie Dixon is on about $700,000. Well, he's on 100 grand less than that. He's on about 575 to 25. Hamish Hartlett's similar, around about that $600,000 mark. And Tom Jonas, I'm interested on what you think it is. I mean, obviously, the captain, very solid, on 575 to 625 as well. How's he been going this year, Jars? Is that fair for him?
Oh, it's been outstanding. Yeah. He's led that back line beautifully for Port Adelaide. He's a born leader, and he's wearing that number one with a lot of pride. And his form's been outstanding, Tommy Jonas.
Yeah, well, on the other side of the coin for the Crows, clearly. And we remember Daniel Talia was a man in demand when he signed that big deal, what was off a club best and first in about 2014. So he's on about $600,000, and we'll see that Taylor Walker tomorrow comes in a bit higher. Gee, there's a lot of intrigue around the Crouch boys this year. Brad Crouch on about $600,000 to $650,000. Matt Crouch on a little bit more than that. Victorian clubs just keep saying just how gettable Brad Crouch is. But then the debate is, how good is he? I mean, we've been talking him up in the early part of his career as a really slick ball-winning midfielder. Is that fair, Jars? So how highly do you rate him?
Oh, I rate him highly because he finds the football and he feeds it to the boys on the outside. That's your job as an inside mid. He's feeding it to the outside runners. And if they're not up to his standard, well, that's their problem. But, yeah, look, he's copping a lot of criticism for his ball use.
Yeah.
And that comes back from the coaching staff, Jay, for me. Teach him how to run forward of the square and centre of the square and use the deliveries. But he's a handball magnet. He gets the ball, the chain and the ball moving.
Wouldn't it be an absolute dagger if he went to another club and he absolutely flourished? But I think it's pick two for Adelaide, or pick three, depending on where they finish, as free agency compensation. He's unmissable. That is a deal you simply have to take. Now, some of the other big stories before I let you go out of this list, I can tell you that Tom Lynch and Brodie Grundy, both managed by Robbie D'Orazio, are on about 550 this year, but their back-ended deals, they rise sharply in the next few years. Toby Green, we saw him absolutely dominate last night. He's on about 450 to 500 this year. that could be the cheapest contract in the AFL for a genuine superstar. So, again, it is back-ended. It goes up in the next couple of years. Stephen Cornelio, a similar boat. But I'll leave you with this one, boys. Tell me that these aren't the two best deals in the AFL. Sean Higgins and Robbie Tarrant aren't in the top 100 paid players. They both come in about 550. Higgins, a two-time Best and Fairest winner and All-Australian. Robbie Tarrant being one of the most consistently performed key defenders of the past 8 years. They are absolute bargain deals for North Melbourne, and what partly why they have so much room for a star midfielder such as, you know, Brad Crouch, we mentioned. Zach Williams, I think, is a fair chance to go there. We mentioned Brad Crouch before. So, look, they've got an absolute truckload of space along with Brisbane as well. We're going to see Jeremy Cameron in that lift out tomorrow. Your eyes are going to pop about the number, the salary he is receiving in the Herald Sun tomorrow. Bluey, just before we go, back in the day, if your salary was revealed, you had a Cricket Australia contract, obviously.
Yes, I did.
What were you on?
Yep.
So how would you feel about that if that was in the paper? And you tell how much, what was your biggest contract?
I wouldn't have been overly comfortable with it, but that was back then. I think now it's a bit more transparent these days. Those cricketers, the top boys are owning about $2 million from Cricket Australia. But again, that's the top five cricketers in the country. I mean, probably similar to probably what are the top five AFL boys earning?
About 1.5 down. Nat Fyfe, Dusty, they're on about one sort of 1.2. Jeremy Cameron more than that.
Yeah. No, I can clearly say I was nowhere near those amounts, mate.
Good on you, Jay. Good stuff. Got to keep moving, brother.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you, Jay.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars, doing it for CMI Toyota this morning, now offering a 7-day money-back guarantee on all pre-owned vehicles, Jars.
Absolutely. South Australian, family-owned and operated. Go and see the three outlets today. They are waiting for you. Great day to buy a vehicle for your family. They support many South Australian community organisations. They are proud of their staff. They are committed. They are the number one selling Toyota dealer, new and pre-owned. Now, Greg. Now, last night, my ears were pricked slightly on the Friday night huddle on Triple M, and I need you to have a bit of a listen of what's about to be said regarding Nathan Brown's top five. Have a listen, please.
The Friday huddle team sat down at their mahogany table to come up with the next big idea in radio. Then someone said,
"Hey, what if we do a countdown?"
This is the Friday Huddle's top five.
You noodles.
It is, Howard, and thank you for giving me the idea of the top five this week. I thought last Sunday. Now, Troy Luff is a very, very good friend of ours and a great Triple M person.
Yes.
Stalwart, I would call Luffy of Triple M.
And sometimes he talks a bit long, but that's okay. We allow Luffy to do what he does.
The most capped man in EJ Witten matches.
Very nice man. Howie was very unhappy with how much, I guess, special comments Luffy was doing from down at the boundary last week, and this is what Howard went with.
It didn't look good. And another point just to make, I just saw Damien Munkers having a real good chat with Ben McAvoy, and, you know, you've got to think that chat's all about the dominance of Max Gawn, not just the ruck work, but just around the ground. I mean, Gawn's taken two or three marks. He's playing really well at the moment.
That's your Triple M C-Bus Super Special that's your Bob Jane T-Marts on the boundary for Luffy. Triple M C-Bus Super Special comments is Wayne Carey and Ross Lyon.
I just got the sponsors.
That was a backhanded Luffy.
What you got to understand is it was
I'll do another apology, probably. It was the one minute mark
of the third quarter when we went down to Luffy, and the 13-minute mark of the third quarter when he came back. And I've got the biggest ego in the game, Wayne Carey, and the super coach, Ross Lyon, trying to get a word in.
I wanted to celebrate the boundary riders, and I couldn't fit them all into a top five. But now, here's a couple of honourable mentions. Other players or other people come from other sports like you have, Howard. You're multi-sport now. You're like a multiplier. This is Greg Blewett, who is now doing footy, the great cricketer.
Greg Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane T-Marts.
Clean bill of health. Clean bill of health for both teams down here, guys.
We know what you meant, Bluey.
So they didn't make the top five.
Hey?
They didn't make the top five.
They didn't make the top five.
Now, you came sixth. Honestly, what are you doing? What were you trying to say last weekend? That is an embarrassment to Triple M.
Clean bill of health.
Why couldn't you spit it out?
I don't know. It was really cold.
Don't blame the weather, mate.
If you're going to talk to me about murdering the English language,
don't go. Don't, mate, don't turn it on
how
me.
How long have we got? We got 30
that
seconds.
That is embarrassing to our network, to our wonderful. Now, I started the boundary rider for Triple M. We're under Jimmy Brayshaw and I.
Right.
Right.
And he flicked you.
No, I didn't. No. I decided to go into the special comments back in the day. But
no,
you've embarrassed us with that.
No, I agree. Slightly embarrassing.
Are you on tonight?
I'm on tonight.
We'll clean it up, mate.
I will.
Be ready.
Come on, the power.
Stand by for this.
Clean belly, bill of health.
Triple M.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota. South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.